Do you want to see the severed arm of a saint in Connecticut? I'm going to show it to you.
To get to the Holy Relic, you have to go to Stonington, Connecticut, which is right beside Mystic, and head to Mason Island. On Mason Island, which you can get there by bridge, you'll be stopped by a security guard because it's basically a gated community. But all you have to tell them is that you're headed to St. Edmund's Retreat. You'll then take another bridge to Ender's Isle. And Ender's Isle is completely owned by St. Edmund's Retreat. The island's small. You can see all the coasts by standing right in the middle of it. And inside the church is where you'll find the relic. Now, St. Edmund's Retreat was set up by the Society of the Fathers and Brothers of St. Edmund, a religious order founded in France in the 19th century. The patron saint was not St. Edmund the Martyr from the 9th century, the famous St. Edmund, but a guy from the 13th century who was named after the famous saint. This guy, the guy whose arm we're about to see, became the Archbishop of Canterbury and ended his life in self-exile in France after fighting with Henry III and whoever was Pope at the time. The society dedicated to him left France in the early 20th century for some similar problems with the government, and then they hung out in England for about 100 years before ending up in Connecticut in the early years of this millennium. And the entire time, the Society, the Fathers and Brothers of St. Edmund, lugged with them Edmund's preserved, severed arm. The rest of his body was back at an abbey in France. It's on display in an altar in the back of the church, along with some other artifacts, some other relic, holy saints' relics. But the big one is obviously the hand and arm itself.
And there you go, the arm of St. Edmund on Ender's Island in Connecticut, one of the cool sites in New England.